I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. All that's left of Missouri's Grand Prairie, which once covered a good chunk of the state, is 145 acres called Tucker Prairie. It can be found about 25 miles east of Columbia. Each spring, the State Conservation Department burns part of the prairie to bring nutrients back to the soil and remove woody growth from the native grasses. KBIA's content director, Scott Pham, and a group of University of Missouri journalism students headed there to experience the prairie burn firsthand earlier this month. And they took a drone with them. I asked Pham to describe what he saw.
What's cool about it is they kind of etched it out by mowing the edges to kind of create a fire line, lit up the perimeter, and when you're done, it's this big black rectangle that's just kind of randomly out there in the middle of nowhere.
Now, the students you were with are part of the Missouri Drone Journalism Program, which partnered with KBIA to do rural and environmental stories using drone photography. What is drone photography, and what kind of drones are you using?
The definition of a drone is kind of a contested thing, but our drones are remotely piloted, unmanned vehicles that are very small, maybe about a foot and a half across. They have four propellers, and they can carry a small camera. So we use that to get way high above the land and try to photograph what we're seeing and get the whole context of the shot.
Very cool. And you guys actually ended up shooting a lot of footage that day out at Tucker Prairie, right?
Yeah, we wanted to go to Tucker Prairie because it has a good conservation angle. We could kind of go into the history of why prairies are important and what they're doing in Missouri. But it also has the cool effect of allowing us to get footage that you really can't get from the ground. You know, it's a raging fire. You can't get right up on top of it if you're on the ground.
You found that these drones, using them for journalism, has been pretty controversial, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people worry about their privacy. They're worried about safety. I hear a lot of people say things like, am I going to see this outside of my window? Is this going to be over my house? You know, we're sensitive to those complaints, though for us, we feel like it's not really affecting what we're doing. We're doing stories on public lands. We're doing stories about the environment and agriculture, though I understand that in the future, this is something that's going to have to be taken into consideration.
And there's even a bill being considered in Missouri, right, that would restrict journalists' use of drones?
We have gotten the attention of the local legislature, unfortunately. House Bill 46 is a law that specifically targets unmanned aerial systems like our own, like drones, and it heavily restricts the use of drones by most individuals and it specifically calls out journalists.
Are you guys worried about whether or not this bill passes?
Yeah, it's worrisome to us, and it's something that we're definitely keeping an eye on. But we think right now it's not going to affect us at the moment. We can still do stories under these restrictions. It's not banning the use of drones for journalists. It just puts a lot of restrictions on them, most of which we follow already.
Scott Pham is KBIA's content director and is the head of the Missouri Drone Journalism Program. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.